May 18, 2017.
We're almost at the end of Perikisei Hadam. I think last week we did a little bit the Gemara in the bottom of Peichesam and Beis, the last six lines. Rava has two memories. First he says, Amar Rava, five lines from the bottom. Vizchar she'amar Avraham Avinu Anochi Afa Va'efer. So his descendants, the Jewish people, Vazoicha.
Okay.
The Gemara is going to say it later. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Gedula to Avraham Avinu. He was recognized Nisili Kim HaTavus Achenu. The non-Jews recognized him as a very holy person, a very becovative person. And nonetheless, he says, Anechi Afu Veifu. So because he Pravet Aniva, Zochah Bano, L'shtei Mitzvahs, one is Afu, one is Eifu. What's the Eifu Pura? And Afar Saita. Fregma V'achshanam V'kisi Adam, Yunus V'chisob Afu. Amar said, no, that's just a mitzvah. These two are mitzvahs that accomplish something. The paradum is mitahir, the person. The person is a tami meis. Any other person is tami just has to be tovel in a mikvah or a mayon and he'll become tohar. The tami meis first has to have azot shlish yishvi from paraduma water, the ashes from the paraduma mixed into the water, and that'll help in the tahar. And then after the hazos paraduma, then he goes to the mikvah. So that accomplishes Tahara, and Saita's Mata the Isha Labailo. The offer that you use Kisei Adam is a mitzvah, it's not Mata the flesh. The flesh is mutig even if you don't do Kisei Adam. So that's what Rava says, that the Bnei Yisrael was zecha to these two mitzvahs as a reward for the fact that Avraham Avinu was such a humble person. Even HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him Gedula, he says, Anochi Avraham. Then he says, Vaitadi Amar Rava, the last line on the base, Bishash Amar Avinu, Michut Vatzrech now. He made a Kiddush Hashem. There was the war, the four kings against the five kings. So the four kings won the war. And Avraham Avinu went to war against the four kings and he won. So he refused to take anything. Strictly speaking, he was kind of everything. With the din of Kibush Mulchama, so he had a right to keep everything. But the Melech Zom asked him, maybe I used to be a king. And he saw that he was giving. Avraham Avinu gave Maisek Sofim once. When the four kings won the war against the five kings, so they were kind of all the five cities, but the Kinyan HaKibush Mulchama. The Gemara in Gittin learns that that's an international din. When the Goyim wage war against the Jews wage war against the Goyim, not wage war, when they win the war. Whoever wins the war is kind of the property and the people, kind of everything. The Gemara can visualize Jews waging war against Jews. The Gemara talks about the Jews win the war against the Goyim win the war against the Jews, and one Goyishan nation wins the war against another Goyishan nation. So the Gemara says, "Amen amayav teharu besicha." The country wins the war. This kind of, if you have a ganav, a private person who steals someone else's property, so doesn't the ganav isn't kaina? But if you have a country wages war, an army wages war against another country, the country wins the war is kaina everything with Kibush Mulchama. So Avraham Avinu's army won the war against the four kings, who in turn had won the war against the five kings. So he was kind of all the nine cities. So it says, once you acquire property, so you have to give Maisa Ksofim. So Avraham Avinu gave Eitan La Maisa Mikol, he gave Malkitzeri Melech Sholem, that's Rashi Yan Chumash, quotes that Shem Ben Evi had a yeshiva. He had yeshiva Shem Be'eva, so he had to raise money for his yeshiva. So Avraham Avinu gave him Maisa Ksofim to support his yeshiva. So Melech Sodom sees, hey, he's giving tzedakah. So he begs Avraham Avinu, do me a favor. I used to be a king. Everything belongs to you now. Tein li anefesh v'chush kachloch. Not that he's offering Avraham Avinu v'chush tachloch. Avraham Avinu acquired everything already. That's how the Mefarshim and Chumash, the Ramban and the Sfarna say. Avraham Avinu acquired ownership of everything based on the Kinyan HaKibush Mulchama. He was kind of a Kibush Mulchama. So Melech Sodom says, I see you're a man who gives charity. You just gave my Sofim to the Yeshiva Shem Be'eber. Maybe do me a favor, give me back. Give me back the people that I should be again a king. So he says, I don't want any of this. I'll give you everything. I'll give you everything back. The Maisik Sofim I had to give, you can't be Mevata Chela Gavoya. But I'll give you everything back. So the Gemara says in this heart, so Rashi says, that's the top Rashi. So we explained last week, what's the Gezel over here? It was Behet the Gomer. The Kinyan Kibush Mulchama is always Gezel. You're waging war, you won the war against another nation, and you're kind of their property, you never paid for it. So in a certain sense, it's a form of gain. So Avraham Avinu didn't want, even though, legally speaking, he had a right to keep everything, but he gave everything away. So because he expressed himself by saying, Mechut v'atzvech now, therefore his descendants, the Jewish people, Zochu Banov, the Shtei Mitzvahs, what the Chut is the Mitzvah of Tzitzis, Chut is the one string. Chut shel tchelis. There are different opinions how many strings of tchelis you have to have in each corner. So the Rambam's opinion is you have one of the eight strings is tchelis. The Rabbi's opinion, one of the four long strings, a whole string, not a half a string. So you understand why the Gemara says chut. In Shulchan Aruch, they don't quote the Rambam and the Rabbi. They only quote the Rashi and Tosfos on the Gemara that it's two and two. Two long strings of tchelis and two long strings of lavan. So that's the question. Why does the Gemara say chut shel tchelis? It's more than one chut. I don't know. The Mefarshim raised the issue. The Achranim raised the issue. So the Gemara says, as a reward for Avraham Avinu refusing to be nenim in Agelzel, he said, I want to give everything away, I give it everything back. So his descendants, the Jewish people, bezeched to the mitzvah of tchelis and to the ritzuah of tefillin. So the Gemara says, but we said before that it's only considered a reward if you get hanoah from it. It's dam mitzvah, that's not called the schar. Offer for kisa dam is a mitzvah like all the mitzvahs. The reward has to be something that that gives hanoah. So the Gemara said, "Bishlei meritzul shel tefillin." What hanoah do you get? That's gevaldik. Siv vero kalamas kashem sham nikra lecho. The tanya blaz agad loy me'el tefillin shabarosh. When you wear tefillin, so the yorim and mekko, so the goyim will be afraid. They won't start up with the Jewish people. So that's a big hanoah that we get hanoah. We wear tefillin and it gives us protection, gives us divine protection. The goyim don't start up. Elochot shel tcheles, mahi, what hanoah do you get from tcheles? Tcheles is a mitzvah, like all the mitzvahs. What benefit do we personally get? So the more the tanya, how come tcheles, the color blue of tcheles is different from all the other colors? Why does the Torah say you have to have tcheles? So the Bryce explains, because tcheles damel the rakia, kia damel gisya covered. So when Pashab shot, Rashi has a different shot here. Rashi says, when the Rabban Shalom looks at the kisya covered, he'll be reminded of the fact that the Jews wear tcheles. Pashab shot nimoras vaked, when the Jews will look at the reason Moses says, chartim is called mitzvah Hashem, when we will look at the tcheles that we wear on our big day, and our tzitzis, and we look at the tcheles, we will be reminded of the kisya covered, and we'll remember not to sin. Not that the Baruch Hashem is going to look at his kisya kovid and remember that we're doing mitzvah tzitzis. So the Gemara said that's why these two mitzvahs were singled out. The mitzvah of tzitzis gives hanoah because the Jewish people will be reminded of the kisya kovid not to sin, and the tefillin gives hanoah. It gives us protection. When the Umas Adam see that we're wearing tefillin shorosh, the Yoram and Mekah, they don't start up with the Jewish people. There's a Gemara in the first parak of Masechet Shabbos, when the Gemara records a minig that was from the days of the Tanoim. It's in the Shulchan Aruch today. People that know have the minig. When you get dressed, they put on the right shoe first, then you put on the left shoe, then they tie the left shoe first, then they tie the right shoe. So why do you, there's a minig from the days of the Tanoim. It's not a din, but it's not a din. They're Rabbanan, it's a minig. Recorded in a Braisa. So what is it all about? So we act as if everything we do all day long is an Avodas Hashem. We get dressed in order to look normal, in order to do Avodas Hashem, and we eat. You're not supposed to overeat, you're supposed to eat to be healthy, to be able to do mitzvahs, make a parnasa, to support your family, to be able to give tzedakah. Everything is in. We don't divide the day that part Lashem and part for us. Everything is Avodas Hashem. When we eat, when we sleep, when we make a parnasa, the Rambam says everything should be done L'shem Shemayim for Avodas Hashem. So in Hakrovas HaKrabanis, the din is that the Hakrovas HaKrabanis has to be done with the right hand. If a kohen is a lefty, he's puzzled, he's not supposed to do Hakrovas HaKrabanis. Because different pshatim, the Pashim pshatim, he doesn't have a right hand. It has to be this side of the body, and it has to be the stronger of the two hands. So if he's a lefty, it's considered as if he doesn't have a yad yamin. So not only is that true regarding Avodas HaKrabanis, we act as if all day long, when we take a shower, you're supposed to wash the right side of your body first. And when you get dressed, you're supposed to put on the right shoe first, the right side. When you come into the Beis HaMikdash, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Shechitos HaVatzofen, and is the right-hand side of the Azara. everything is done with the right side, and not only avodas hakarbanos in the tzaf on the right side of the azara, when you get dressed, when you take a shower, it's also avodas Hashem. Everything is avodas Hashem. So when you put on the shoes, you put on the right shoe first. Why do you tie the left shoe first? So the Gemara explains, I think, in the first parak in Shabbos, because when it comes to kshira, so you put the tefillin on the left arm. Most people are right-handed, so you put the tefillin on the left arm. So because the left arm is more important with respect to kshiras, a tefillin, so that's why, with respect to tying the shoelace, we also give the kedima to the left shoe.
You tie with the right.
Usually you need both hands to tie, no?
Yeah,
tie. I mean the tefillin. I thought you meant the shoelace. Yeah, okay. But it's on the left hand. So why is there a special connection between the ritzua of the tefillin and the shoelaces, that we should tie the shoelaces? So on the bottom of the page in Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Kaveikis says, look in the part of the office on Chumash, the Hafloah, was the Rav in Frankfurt, was a Chassidish Talmud of the Mezritcha Magid. He was the brother of the Rebbe Reb Shmelke from Nicholsburg. They were both Chassidish, and they both got positions in Bayekis. He got the Hafloah, became the Rav in Frankfurt, and the Rebbe Reb Shmelke was in Nicholsburg, but both Yekis Chassidish. Yeah. They have in the history books of Soloveitchik once said, oh, how did that happen? That they took a Chassidish to be the Rav in Frankfurt. So what happened was, there was a mice with the cleaver get. Years before, there was a man got married, a couple got married, and Shivas Mam Ishta, they were going to have Shabbat Brachas in a certain village. And Shabbos morning, the husband disappeared. The chassan just got married. The day before, he disappeared. So they were looking all over. They didn't know. He disappeared with all the money. All the money that they gave chassan at times. So they didn't know where he was. So after Shabbos, they started to search a little further. He ran away to another nearby village. What did he run? He was a Shem Shabbos. He took all the money. They're running after him. He was paranoid. They're running after him. They're trying to get him. Who's trying to get him? He does know himself. Trying to get him. They ran away. So they calmed him down, and the Kala agreed to stay with him. Then 2 days later, he ran away again. So the girl's father said, the guy's a Meshugana. So he insisted he has to give a get. So the rabbi in Cleves, in the city of Germany, said the rabbi in Cleves was Masada to get. So then there was a Gansa Machloikis. When he got married, he seemed pretty normal. Now when he gave the get, he was crazy. He's paranoid. He's running away. So that's one Shaila. That was the Shaila. A person who is paranoid, you always have to be Kabdeo v'chashdeo. So you always have to look around to see maybe someone's out to get you. But you keep on running away on Shabbos with the money. That's a little too much. That's a meshugana. So the shayla, is that enough meshugana to be considered a meshugana? He understood everything else, but he was paranoid. So that was a big deal, whether meshoyta or derech is dina kishoyta or not. So the Rav in Cleveland was mesader aget, even though the guy was paranoid. And many other gedolim held that it's the guy's itim cholim itim shoyta. If he would have been meshugana aftoit when he married her, so my man of Shachi is normal, he's crazy, so the get would be good. But at the time he married her, everything was normal. And sometimes he had these fits of insanity, and he was paranoid. So that's what many Rabbanim held, that the get was no good. So the Rav in Frankfurt, I already forgot which way it was. The Rav in Frankfurt wrote a tshuva. I think he said the get was good. The Rav in Frankfurt wrote a tshuva, the get in Cleaver was good. And many Gedolim wrote that the get was no good. So when the Rav in Frankfurt passed away, so the Balabatim decided, Frankfurt was a big Jewish community, Eri Ein B'Yisrael, so they made up, out of respect for their Rav, they're not going to take another Rav who wrote a tshuva against them. It was Mavazin. So that knocked out all the Gedolim. Shachas, I think, wrote a tshuva on the Kli Get also. And in the 1700s, I think. So many Gedolim wrote against. So the only ones were left. The only one was left was the Hafloah. So the Maaseh Shoy was the Hafloah also wrote a tshuva, disagreeing with the Rav of Frankfurt. But then years ago when he used to write with ink, so you had to have a blotter in order to dry the ink, because there was a lot of ink. Not like today that you write with ballpoint. You had to write with real ink and use a blotter. Remember in high school, you had blotters. Yeah. Vote for Barron for president. Yeah. We had the blotters. So they didn't have a blotter, so they used to have a cup of ashes. So they had a cup of ink on the table, and they had to keep on dipping the pen in. then they had a couple of issues. So when the Haflor wrote his tshuva attacking the Rav in Frankfurt, so he wasn't paying attention, so he put, instead of taking the jar with the ashes to dry it off like a blotter, by mistake he took the jar with the ink and he spilled it on the whole thing. So he had to write the tshuva all over again. So he took another piece of paper, he was going to write again. So the dayan was there when he was writing, wherever he was, a rov. So the dayan was there, so he said, Shai Genuki, not mukhiyav to be Maisa Nefesh. 20 rabbonim already wrote Lisa, you don't have to write again. So the mazel was, he never wrote again the tshuva, so he was in the running. So they took him as a rov. And then his brother, Rabbi Shmalka, also, they took him also in Nicholsburg. So Modna Tuch Siddush, he said all the years, he never wore tefillin on Chalamayim. In Frankfurt, they say, Brocha on the tefillin. By the Yekin, say, Brocha on the tefillin on Chalamayim. So he had a special pair of tefillin on Chalamayim, and no one was allowed to touch it. So after he passed away, so they opened it up, there were no parshias. Because he was a Siddush, he wasn't going to wear tefillin on Chalamayim. So he had special tefillin on Chalamayim that were empty. He didn't say any Brocha. We're not going to see what he said, a Brocha on that. Yeah. So he wrote a Sefer al Chumash. That's part of the office. But Haflo is on Ksubis, and they have the Makna on Kiddushin, Sefer Pilpo. So Rabbi Kiveger was after. Rabbi Kiveger was in the 1800s, early 1800s. Rabbi Kiveger on Orachaim, when it says this meaning, that he tied the left shoe first. So he says, look in the Panim Yafes on Chumash. So the Panim Yafes says the reason why there's a connection is because when you look at the sandal shel chalitza, the ritzua, it's not a shoe base, it's a shoe strap. It's exactly the same as the ritzua shel tefillin. The same size, it's black on one side and white on the other side. Exactly look like ritzua shel tefillin. So that's what the Gemara says, bischar that Avraham Avinu said it's not going to take a srech na'al, a shoe strap. We was echet to ritzua, so tefillin, they're exactly the same thing. So since the tefillin have a chashivas that we put it on the left arm, so that's why we choose to tie the left shoe strap before we tie the right shoe strap, because the shoe strap has a connection. Bichlut v'atzrechna has a connection with the tefillin. That's Rabbi Kiveger refers you to that part of your office on Chumash. You have a lot of minhagim that are rooted in Amori Chazal. So this one is rooted in this Maimon Chazal. The bischar that Avraham Avinu said in Chut Vatzrach Nal is the descendants of Zechah to these two mitzvahs, to the tzitzis, to the chut shal tcheles, that tcheles reminds us of the kisei hakavod that we shouldn't sin. The Gemara tells a story in Menachos. This thing Gemara appears in Menachos that there was once a person who was going to sin with a prostitute, and then when he was taking off his clothes, so he was a religious yeshiva guy. And he took off his clothes, so the tzitzis flew in his face, the wind started to blow, flew in his face. He realized, what's he doing with the zayin over here? So he ran away. He didn't sit. So the tchelis is supposed to remind us of the kisei hakavod. The reason why it says, chatka mitzvah shana sisam oisam. It's supposed to remind us of, orisam oso. We should look at the chut tchelis, psil tchelis, as chatka mitzvah shana. The Rishami learns, orisam oso, you should see the shechina. Oso means him. Not you should see it. Pasha b'shad the reason. Also, you should look at the psil tchelas, who is chartam uskamitz Hashem. The tchelas done with the kisei hakavod. You'll remind yourself of the Rebbeinu Shlom. The Rishonim says the schar that people fulfill at mitzvah tzitzis, reason also they'll be zechet to see the shechina. Whatever that means to see the shechina. Rebbeinu Shlom doesn't have a body, but there's some physical representation of
the
Rebbeinu
Shlom.
Reason also means the Rebbeinu Shlom. The women suffragists used to say, trust in the Lord and she shall save you. But we usually say he, when there is no neutral gender in Hebrew. So we say everything usually belosh and zach, unless you're talking about in the kegel. So Rebbeinu Shlom is nishkan zach and nishkan kegel. So we speak about him as if he were a he. He's neither he nor she.
Does anybody say Shlomo Batzilah HaNasimena Gezel, that it's not referring to Kibish Muhammad, but that whatever the kings had in this whole
Gan? Whatever they had was Gezel.
Yeah.
That could be. I don't know. That could be. It's interesting. I thought that it meant Kibush Muhammad. Yeah. Then the Gemara says, what happened when Avraham Avinu, when the Melech's Dome said, Ten Nevesh Ochush Kaloch, Kachloch? So people who don't know the Mepharshim Chumash think that the Melech's Dome was offering to give Avraham Avinu Matana, Ochush Kachloch. And the Ramban and the Swan is saying, no, he was begging, give me back my kingdom. I see that you're charitable, that you gave my success to Malki Tzedek Melech Shalom to support the yeshiva, Yeshiva Shavi Eber. So now I used to be a king, give me back. So he says, I'll give you everything back, I don't want anything. The my success I had to give, whoever comes into assets, whoever gets money, has to give my success. So he told my sabikot, he gave my success to Malki Tzedek Melech Shalom. And then he says, he says that what can Avraham Avinu tells Melech Zon, what can I do about that? So the Gemara says, Om Rabba Bekosha Gezel Anechal, if a person stole money and then a person stole assets and then he spent all the money, or he stole food and he ate up all the food. So he can't do Hashav, he can't do the Hashem Hagzel. He stole and he spent it all. So that's terrible. Kosha Gezel Anechal, if you stole money and you used it up already, Shafila Tzadik, even a holy tzaddik like Avraham Avinu, he just can't do any chalam nachzir. He said they used up all the money already. Shenema, Bill or die, I don't want anything. Avraham Avinu tells Melech Zedom, I'm going to give you back everything. I don't want any of this stuff. However, Rakhashach Lahanor Mechelik Hanosh Mesheriti, the Gezel Hanechel, some of the soldiers that he had in his army, some of them took some of the assets. So if I found that, I can't give you back. And some of the other people in the army took Chelek Hanash Mesheriti, some of the soldiers took. So that I can't do anything about that. But everything else, I'm going to give you back. I don't want any of it. So the Gemara says, that if I'm a Venus, what can I do? Some of the Gezelers, that's why the Rashi calls it Gezel. Because the Gemara says it's Gezel. Gezel Anechel, whatever the soldiers used up already, that's Gezel Anechel.
You didn't want to give him money?
From his own pocket.
Yeah.
No, strictly speaking, he was going to everything, so he didn't have to give back anything. So he's doing a chesed to give it all back. Legally, there's a din of Kibbutz Mochanan, but he didn't want it. He didn't want to use that. It's a legal loophole. He didn't want to use it. So whatever, he's not mechuyif to go such a midas chassid to take out from his own pocket. Not mechuyif. Am Rabbi Yechon Mishum Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yechon was an Amoy. Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon lived generations before. He didn't see him, so that's why it said Mishum. If he would have heard directly, he would say Am Rabbi Yechon, Am Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon. But Am Rabbi Yechon Mishum. Every so often, Am Rabbi Yechon and Mishum, name of a Tana. Mishum Rabbi Shimon Baichar. He didn't hear directly from Rabbi Shimon, so it says Mishum. So he says over the name of the Tana, Kol Mokim Shat Moitzeh Dvor Shal Belozer B'Rosh Rabbi Yosef Lili Ba'agoda Asei Oznecha Kafar Cheses. When you ever have some agarite, and so some Rabbanim were strong in Halacha, Rabbi Kiva was strong in Halacha. The Gemara Sanhedrin says that he once said something about agarite, so the other Tanoim says, go back to Halacha. Some Rabbanim, their strength is in Halacha, and some Rabbanim, their strength is in Agarata. The days of Nimrod used to have a separate base medrash. Used to have Rabbanim and Agarata. They learned in a separate base medrash. Gemara Moed Kotten says, if somebody somebody did an avera and they put him in nidui, so the shayla was going to be mata the nidui. So all of a sudden, one of the rabbanim, the agarite, pops up and he says, "I don't think we should be mata the nidui." So the gemara says, "This guy didn't come to Abbas Manage the last 20 years. When Hashemayim pulled, he showed up. What he was doing the last 20 years? He was from the rabbanim, the agarite. They used to learn in a different Abbas Manage. They learned in Yankev, whatever. And the other used to learn mishnayis. They used to learn halacha." Is to learn halacha. So he says, whenever you hear about my blaz, brosh, of yes, agvin, agada, pay good attention because he's stark in agarita. Asay ohas nacha kafar cheses, pay attention. And he said the following word, lo mirut chem mikolam em choshek Hashem b'chem, a posik in dvar. So the poshep shat is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not choose the Jewish people because there's such a great population of people. Lo mirut chem, not because there's such a big population. So the Tana, Rabbi Lozem, Rosh Abdias Aglili has a different touch. Lo mirubchem is not because you're so arrogant, but Adarabba, because you're so humble. Omalam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Liso Choshkani Bachem, I love the Jewish people. Shafil B'Shosh Anim Ashbilahem Gidula, even if I make them big people on top of the world, running everything. Atem Ematim Atzmachem Lefonai, you become humble. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu appreciates the humility of the Jewish people, and that's why he chose us. Choshkani Bachem. So he says, Rabban Shalom said, Nesati Gedula D'Avram. All the people recognize him. Silikim Atobis Hachin. Amalafan Lecha Yofa V'Efer. I'm nothing, he says. He gave Gedula to Moshe and Aaron. They were orchestrating the whole Yetzias Mitzrayim. And what did they say? Ve'nachnuma. We don't consider ourselves anything special. He gave Gedula to Dovid HaMelech. Dovid HaMelech was successful in all of his campaigns and all of his wars. His Magdash, everything for the Beis Hamikdash. Amos HaDovid HaMelech. Anochi Telas V'Loish. I consider myself like a worm. So that's why the Rabban Shalom loves the Jewish people. Lo miruchem, not because we're knackers, because we are arrogant, but rather because we are so humble. In the middle of the Second World War, when they were killing all the Jews, they had them in concentration camps, and they were doing work on Shabbos, they were doing malachot, etc. They were eating trefa food in the concentration camps to stay alive. So there's a big machlokes among the Rabbanim if they're allowed to eat the trefa food, if they're allowed to be mechallel Shabbos. Because if a goy makes a shas hashmad, he wants to cause the Jewish people to violate the mitzvahs, and they make a big fuss about it. So if shas hashmad, the din is yehorg val yaver, even on shara theirs. They usually only say yehorg val yaver and aver is argile rice and shvichas damin. But if they want a Jew to violate an aver bifar hesia, they want a Jew to violate an aver even betzina. Here was bifar hesia. Also, there were other Jews there. All the Jews that were doing malacha together on Shabbos to save their lives, and they were eating trefa food. None of the food was kosher that they gave them. So most of the rabbonim are of the opinion that this din of Yehorg Val Yaver, when the Aver is b'farhesya b'fnei Asorah Yisrael, or if it's b'shas hashmad, that's only if the kavon of the goyim is lahaver al hadas, if they want to cause the Jewish people to violate their religion. And the Nazis didn't only harass the Jewish people, they killed Gypsies, and they killed Albanians, they killed all the minorities. They were killing a lot of people. So it didn't have anything to do with religion. And the minority of the Rabbanim held that it's not so. Minority held, no, that it's a war against the Jewish religion. It was a war against Hitler, wanted to wipe out the Jewish religion. He wanted to wipe out the minorities also, the Gypsies, etc. But there's a war. And after the war was over, then they discovered in the documents of the Reichstag, of the Congress in Berlin, they had the record of the talk that Hitler gave. And he said, Beferish in the Congress, this is a war against the God of the Jewish people. The Jewish people, their God preaches humility and shtil and anivis and not to make machlokes and not to use force. And I don't agree with that religion. I hold from force and power and arrogance. He gave a whole drasha that it's a war against the God of the Jewish people. The mazel is that most of the rabbanim didn't know that. Most of the rabbanim held that it's not a shas hashmad. The kavan wasn't lahaver al hadas. So they told the Jews they should eat the treifas and they should be mechal Shabbos to save their lives. It's interesting. One of the women in Eretz Yisrael, whose parents were survivors from Hungary, wrote a whole book about this. She quoted all the documents. She's married to Rav Moshe Mordechai Farbstein, the son of Rav Avram Farbstein. Rav Avram Farbstein was a Rosh Yeshiva in Chevron Yeshiva for many years. He was the chief editor of the Encyclopedia Talmudit for quite a while. And he passed away a long time ago, so his son is a big Talmud Chacham. So the son is married to this woman who wrote this whole study. She did a lot of Esther Farbstein. She did a lot of Holocaust research. There are a lot of documentary movies that she helped make, and she's a scholar in this area. So she, one of the chapters in her book is about this, that she says that the miyut of the Rabbanim were really right, that it looks like Hitler's war was against the Jewish God. He said so, about humility. He didn't like the fact that the Jewish religion preaches humility and to be edel.
Didn't help.
Yeah, that's why they said, that's why most of the Rabbanim said it's not a war against the Jewish religion, because even those who are Meshuvah them already. Yeah.
I was reading that Hitler knew the idea of the Torah, that the Jews were chosen people, and he said there cannot be two chosen people, only one chosen people.
Mm-hmm.
They are in this situation.
Yeah. So that the Gemara quotes, this is the interpretation that Rav Loza ben Osher Rabbi Yosef Aglili gave. Lo mirubchem doesn't mean because doesn't mean God chose you despite the fact that you're not such a big nation. No, God chose you because you're not Bale Gaiva. Chose you because you're Prava Anivis. Anivis is considered one of the most important leaders of the Jewish people. So the Gemara quotes, Avraham Avinu said, Anochi Yafrefer, Moshe and Aaron say, Nachnu Mon, Dovin Amavdil Anochi Talas, Abol, the Gemara says, Ob Dikrohom, Enikin, by the Nochrim, by the Yom Salam Snatsa. The Sati Gedula, Nimrod, was a big knacker, he was a big melech, Omar, he said, Havalonu Nivna Ir, Havalonu Ir, Nidalonu Migdol, Virosha Bashamai, he wanted to go rebel against the Ribbon Shalom, to depose the Ribbon Shalom. Ribbono Shel Olam gave Paro Gedula, he was the king over Mitzrayim. So he says, Mi Hashem Asher Eshma B'Kolo? He says, never heard of Ribbono Shel Olam, doesn't want to listen. When Moshe Rabbein comes with the Nevuah, said, doesn't want to listen. Mi Hashem Asher Eshma B'Kolo? Sancheirib was also a Melech in Bavel, so he says, Mi B'Chol Alehei Ha'arotzes B'Gomer? He thinks that he's power, more powerful than all the gods in the world. He gave Nevuah to Gedulah, and Nevuah Netzah was also a king. He said, Ela Bamasayov. He made, Rashi quotes the Agadita, that he made seven heavens, and he sat on top of the seven heavens. He used metal, made seven heavens. Meshugana. Ela Bamasayov. The Chir Melech Tzoy Samoshe Velukim Yashafti. Olevian, yeah. They made themselves like God. So the Jewish people are mematim atzmam, they prava anivus. Omer Rav Yitem Rav Yechanan, someone made a comment, Rav lived in Bavel, Rav Yechanan lived in Eretz Yisrael, they lived in a different generation, so it's quite, at the time that the Gemara was written down, this was generations later, so they forgot who said it. Either Rav, who was a later Amor in Bavel, or Rav Yechanan was the first generation of Amorim in Eretz Yisrael, but whoever said it, it's a good word. Godel Shanem Be Moshe Aaron, Yosef Ma Shanem Be Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu says, I'm off of Eifer, but off of Eifer is something. Moshe and Aaron say, Menachnu Mo. Dile Be Avraham Ksiv Enoch, off of Eifer, there's something. Dile Be Moshe Aaron Ksiv Enachnu Mo. So they were on a greater level of Anivis than Avraham Avinu. The Omar Rav and Vitaim Rabbi Yechanan also, we're not sure who said it, Rabbi Yechanan. So they said, the world keeps going, exists in the schus and on the miskai mele b'shul Moshe v'yar. The world exists only in the schus of the people who have such a degree of humility, who can say v'nachnu mo. Why chsiv ha'ocha v'nachnu mo? Mo means we're nothing. V'chsiv ha'osam tel eretz al dali mo. The Ribbono Shel Olam keeps the world going on those who say mo v'nachnu mo. Amr Rabbi Loi, the same thing. Another gives Amr Ablaza. However, Ablaza was a Talmud of Rabbi Amr. Someone said, "En olam miskayim ela b'shul mishet bona matzma b'shas marivu." When there's a machlekes, people have a machlekes, and everybody's screaming at the other one. So if one of them keeps his mouth shut and he doesn't answer back, so that's a madrege, and the world exists in the schluss of those people who don't keep on pushing the machlekes. They just keep still. Mishet bolei matzma. He closes his mouth. The Shas Mariva, why should Emma tell Eretz al Belimo? So Belimo has a connotation of Bode Matzma. He closes his mouth, he doesn't cause the Machloikis to continue. Rabbi Boam and Misha Mes Matzma, Kimisha Eno. The first one says the world exists, continues to exist in the schus of the people who don't further machlokes. When someone screams at them, so they keep still, they don't answer back. And the next one says, no, the world continues to exist. And like the previous Amoira said, Bishvil Moshe B'Yaron Tel Eretz Al Bali Ma, the one who said Menachnu Ma. So that's what the next Amoira, Rabbi Bo, says. Mishemes Matzmo, Kimisha Eino, Shinema, Ma'ilmi Tachas, Zroya Sodom. The arms that hold up the world are the people who act like mitachas, that they let everybody trample on them and they don't answer back, they don't fight back. So the people, that's the same as the first mandama said, the world continues to exist in the schus of Moshe B'Aaron, who said v'nachnu mo toleretz abuli mo. The world exists in the schus of the people who prava humility. maybe we'll finish the Agadah Tehillim. I'll leave the last piece, the halacha, for after Yom. Okay, let's see. Amar Rabbi Yisrael, my dich sev ha'om, the melem tzedek tidaberet, pasik and tilim, mishan tish til b'nei adam, what does it mean? Ha'umnam is miloshen umnes. Ma'am nusa shalodam boilam hazeh. What should a person try to work himself up to master in his life? That's matzma ki ilem. Ha'umnam is miloshen umnes. Ilem is a person that can't speak. So we can all talk, we're not ilmen, but a person doesn't answer back, person that is, keeps quiet, he doesn't always have a sharp zoktarain, he doesn't always insult other people. The person acts like an ilim, so that's umnusu shalodim wa'alam hazeh. Tiyochel af ledibre Torah, maybe when you learn also you shouldn't talk? Person shouldn't talk? No, that's a mitzvah to talk. Tamalayma, tzedek tedaberen, tedaberen, you should talk a lot. Yochel yog is daita, maybe because he learned so well he should go to his head. Tamalayma misham tishpa to many adam, no, you have to be humble. Yeah, the Chofetz Chaim has a whole essay about this, based on a different Gemara. That the Gemara says, based on a pasuk in Iyov, what does it say? I forgot the whole Gemara. Also about not talking. What is it? But not talking, you shouldn't talk so much. Then maybe in Divrei Torah also you shouldn't talk so much. No, Talmud Lomar is not so. You should talk all you want. Even people who want to be memayit and talking, but in Divrei Torah you should talk on Hashir. So that's the same as this Gemara. In Divrei Torah, a person should talk a lot. Shouldn't hold back.
When
he teach the Talmidim, he should say Beloshen Ktsara, like Rav Soloveitchik used to develop a whole idea, and then he used to coin an expression, one word. And one word, what is it? Chefze, Gavre, whatever. He would sum it up in one word. But he took him a whole paragraph to explain what it is, and then he would coin an expression so the Talmidim would remember it better. The Gemara says, they should read, that's for Zikaron to remember, but he should explain it Barichas. You should explain it, Barichas. I forgot the pasuk that the Gemara quotes from Iyov. I forgot. Okay. Yeah. Okay. The last Gemara goes back. Heavenly Neri. After Yant, we'll have to go back. We have to speak a little bit about Shavuos. On Shavuos, we celebrate Zman Matan Torah Seder. That's what it says in the Siddur. We celebrate Zman Matan Torah Seder, the beginning of Parshas Behar. Rashi quotes the comment from the Sifra, from the Tanoim. The Gemara says, Stam Sifra is Rabbi Yudah, Stam Sifra is Rabbi Shimon, and everything is Aliba de Rabbi Akiva. There's a Sifra Zuta, that's Aliba de Rabbi Shmuel. But the Sifra and the Sifra that we have, that's within Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara has, in the first parak in Chagig, a big machlekes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, and many Tanoim. The Gemara has a whole group, five Tanaim against five Tanaim, a major machlokes, that you have three expressions appear in the Chumash with respect to when the dinim were given to Moshe Rabbeinu. So sometimes it's Davashal Moshe Behar Sinai. This din was dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu Hasin. Sometimes Davashal Moshe El Moed Lema. El Moed is the 40 years of traveling in the Midbar. After the Mishkan was erected, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave direct dictation to Moshe Rabbeinu, word for word, letter for letter, and El Moed in the 40 years. And then you have a Davashan Moshe, the Aris Moed Lema. The Torah was given sometime. Aris Moed was right before Moshe Rabbeinu was about to die, the end of his career. So the Torah was dictated three different times in three different texts. So why was that necessary? So here for the Tanoim, Mark quotes Machlokes Bisham and Bisila. Many, many Tanoim are involved. It's like 50-50. Five Tanoim on this side, five Tanoim on the other side. Bisila, Bisham, big Machlokes. So here for the Tanoim say, many of the mitzvahs were given in Har Sinai Bishlei Musam. Some of the mitzvahs were given in Har Sinai in an incomplete form. They weren't given all the detail. Can't give Gershon, this guy, can't give him every single line in Mishnah Berurah, the date that he converts. So the Baruch Shalom gave some of the dinim only Rosh Hashanah and Har Sinai. But then when he gave an Oil Moed, so he gave more elaborate with more details. So then the Torah, then at the end of the 40 years and the traveling in the Midbar, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, now put together, Kol HaTorah Kula, so he tells him, sometimes you use text A, Text day was the text that was given to Har Sinai, because that text is Bishlei Musa. And sometimes text day had an incomplete version of the mitzvahs. So when it was given a second time in Ohel Moed, and the traveling the 40 years in the Midbar was given in a more complete form. So use text B. Sometimes even text B was given in an incomplete form. So before Moshe Rabbeinu died, he was given a third version of some of the mitzvahs. That time it was given Bishlei Musa. So sometimes Baruch Shalom at the end of the 40 years says, use text C. So the Torah as we have it, that's how the Chazon Ish points out, the Torah as we have it is a composite of different texts, but all the three texts were authored by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So text day was sometimes, with respect to some mitzvahs, text day was incomplete, and then you needed text B was complete, and there was no text C, it wasn't given a third time, but a different version. And sometimes even the second time the mitzvah was given, it was still incomplete, so they had to give it a third time. So that's the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, of the half of the Tanoi. And Rashi HaChumash quotes the opinion from the Sifra, the Stam Sifra, Rabbi Yehuda Levi Rabbi Akiva. It's Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Rashi says that that's the opinion that we accept, that all the three versions had Kol HaTorah Kulo Klal L'Sefer T'Sefer D'Kedikah. There were three different versions of the Torah being given. Text A was at Har Sinai, when Moshe Rabbeinu was there, so Rabbi Shalom gave him every single Taryag Mitzvah. Not exactly, the Rabbi HaChumash says, we know the Pesach Sheni was not given till later. And some of the deed of Yerusha, when the Bereis Lot Chares Hashal, some of the deed of Yerusha weren't given till later. It's clear that some of the deed were not given till later, but leaving out those few exceptions to the rule, we assume that all the Taryag Mitzvahs came out, all the Taryag Mitzvahs were given to Moshe Rabbeinu with all the details with one version. Then it was given a second time in Ohel Moed with a totally different version, but boiling down to the same thing. After you read in between the lines of text A and text B, it's exactly the same thing. And then the whole Torah was given again with the third version, text C. What was the need for it? We don't know. If you say, like the first Tanoim, that there were some mitzvahs that were only given Rosh Hashanah the first time, so you needed a second version. But if you say, like Rabbi Akiva, everything was given, every single detail was given the first time, so what was the need for a second version, a need for a third version? If it's going to boil down to the same thing, stam variety is the spice of life. So the Baruch Shalom gave another text and another text. We don't understand that. Chazon Ish doesn't know how to answer that. That's the accepted opinion. We assume the whole Torah, all the targets, all the details were given three times in three different versions. And the end of the Arba'im Shana, the Baruch Shalom tells Moshe Rabbeinu, now I want you to put together a Sefer Torah. So over here use text A and then use text B and put it in this order. It wasn't given to Moshe Rabbeinu like that. The end of the Arba'im Shana. So Moshe Rabbeinu puts everything together the way the Rabbi Shlom dictates them. So that's what we assume, that that's the Torah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu on three different versions, three different times. And the Chumash as we have it today is a composite of the three different versions. See, Rashi writes on the Rashi quotes from the Gemara in Saita. Gemara says in Saita, if you want to tell a Dvar Sheker, you want to get away with the lies, so you have to say Miktzah Semes. Then the people know the part of what you said is true, so then they're going to believe the other part. So when the Meragim came back, they said Milas of Eretz Yisrael, then they started to say the Chazon Ish. If they would have said no Milas, no Miktzah, the whole thing is called a Sheker, then no one would have believed them. So that's what Rashi says, Kol Sheker Shei Mitchilos HaMiktzah Semes is not going to have a Kiyum. So that's what you have the Apikursim. They say the whole Chumash is a composite of different texts. Toshtek Nechumash, it's a composite of three different texts. That's true. But then they say, text A, text B, text C, more than three texts, and it was written by Bosav Adov. So that part of Sheker, we believe that the Torah was dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu word for word, letter for letter. Because the Gemara is medayik from the fact that the word is written male and sometimes choser. That's one of the midrash of Torah addresses. Sometimes the word is spelled choser, sometimes the word is spelled male. You have many, many, many didim in the Gemara that based on the fact that the words are spelled male choser, you have an extra ayadiyah. It switches from singular to plural, from masculine to feminine. So the Gemara is medayik on every letter in the Chumash. We learn out halachas from it. So we believe the Torah was dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu, word for word, letter for letter, but three different texts. And the Chumash, as we have it, is a composite of the three different texts. We always call it a Chumash. Chumash means one-fifth, Chumash. Because we assume, incorrectly, that there are Chamish and Chumash Torah. And Chamish and Chumash Torah with the 19 Neviim Ksuvim, Yeshua Shoftim Shmuel Melachim, is the Esrim Rabbah, the 24 Kisvei HaKodesh. In Yiddish, in Europe, we call the Tanakh, they used to call Esrim Rabbah, 24 Svar. It's really not correct. In the Gemara, when we learned Masechet Shabbos in Perek Kol Kisvei, the Gemara has a Machlokes HaTanaim. So the accepted opinion is You can't even, it's not correct grammatically. There are seven chumashim. A chumash means a fifth. So seven shviyos, whatever you should call it. The Gemara says that chumash bamidbar, what we consider chumash bamidbar, is really three svarim. From the beginning of bamidbar till Bahibin Sohar, and then the subset himasar and Mircha Yaimar is a sefer bifnei atzmi. Have nun hafuchim separating that. Then from the Imtzar until the end of Bamidbar, that's the third Sefer. The Gemara quotes the Psukim from Mishlei, Chachmas Bonsa Besa Chotzva Amodeh HaShiva, that there are seven Svarim. And the Gemara learns out, how many letters are there? Even Tzahar and Ibn Chayyam, how many letters are there? The Gemara says there are Pei Heyoisias, 85 letters. The Gemara learns out, the smaller Sefer has to have Pei Heyoisias. The Gemara learns out a din from that, that you can't have a Sefer less than Pei Heyoisias. So let's say you have a Sefer Bereishis and everything is rubbed out, but you have 85 letters remaining. So then it still retains the status of Kedushas Kisvei HaKadosh. But if so many letters were erased and rubbed out that you have less than Pei HaYosias, then it can't be considered a sefer. And we learned it out from the fact. But even Tzohar and Menucha Yomar is considered a sefer b'fnei. But that's how we pass Kan La'alocha. Many midrashim like that. But that's in Yerudea. That's how we pass Kan La'alocha. That even Tzohar and Menucha Yomar is a sefer b'fnei atzma. We have in the Chumash every so often, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I gave you Toros Soy, I gave you my Toros. So Rashi and Chumash quotes from the Gemara, what do you mean Toros Soy in the plural? There's one Torah. The Gemara says, no, there's Torah Shebichsav and there's Torah Shebalpeh. Two different Torahs. What do you mean Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh? So we usually assume that Torah Shebalpeh is a Pirush on the Torah Shebichsav. Except it's in the Kabbalah Swarm, they say not so. So Leji pointed out there's a Rosh in Bava Kama that everybody says over. The Gemara has a suffix, there's a din of tzuras. Those who remember Bava Kama starts off Arbavis and Zikin, Shor, Bor, Mav, and Hever. So Ovis, if you call them Ovis, obviously they're Tovis. Ovis are those that are written in Chumash. Rashi writes the Ovis, Karl, Hanach, Bechsid, and Bekro, Behedya. Shor, Bor, Mav, and Hever is Befevish and Parshish Mishpatim. And the Toldos are Hezekim, which are sufficiently similar to what it says in the Chumash, but it's not exactly the same. So since it's sufficiently similar, so Tolda Sem Kayetzvem has the same dinim as the others that are written in the Chumash. And Gemara says this is true regarding all the Toldas, Shor Bar Mavahem, except for Regel. Regel, if the Baim is walking and it tramples on some Kalim or something, and Mishus HaNizik, Shem Regel is only Chai B'chatz HaNizik. So if the Bema tramples on food or something and he breaks it, that's regal. The Bema is walking and accidentally the Bema kicks and a pebble flies in the air and smashes a glass window or something like that, so that's tzuris. So tzuris is a told of regal. It's not exactly regal. Regal in the Chumash, the animal tramples something. But this is sufficiently similar that it should have been a told of regal. So it should have been chayv nezik, shalom v'chatzah nezik. The Gemara says, Hilchus HaGemiri Lord, that it's only chatzi nezik. So the Gemara clears a shaila. What if you have an Odom HaMazik al Yidei Kocho? Odom HaMazik got the Mod Li'olam. Odom HaMazik has to take Nezik Shalom all the time. But what if the Odom HaMazik, he didn't do the Hezik the Adayim? Let's say he threw a suitcase against the window and the window smashes. That's Odom HaMazik al Yidei Kocho. If he takes a hammer and he smashes the window like this, so that's Adam HaMazik B'Adam. If he throws the hammer and it flies in the air, that's Adam HaMazik Ayidei Kocho. So should you say Kocho Kegufay and Adam HaMazik is Chayv? So we assume, of course, a guy shoots a bullet and he smashes a window. He's Chayv to pay. That's the Maskanas HaGemar that he Chayv. But the Gemara first clears the Shaila. How do you understand the din of Tzuras? Is it Meikra din? The Rosh learns like Rashi and Tosis. That Tzuras, the Gemara calls it Hilchus HaGemirila, means that it's Halacha Moshe Messina. The Rambam apparently does not understand like that, but the Rashi and Tosfos and the Rosh learn means Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. So the Gemara clears, what's the nature of this Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai? Is it Meikar Adin that Baal HaBeim shouldn't have to pay anything because Koich Halach Kegufay, and it's Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai the Chiddush LaHachmer that he pays Chatzin Nezik? We would have thought on our own he's Potter Lagamre. Or should I say no? Meikar Adin Koich Kegufay and the Baal HaBeim should pay Nezik Shalom on the Beim and makes a Hezik Atzurus B'Chatzur Nezik. And the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai bo'al ha'kel, that he only pays chatzin ezek. So the Gemara has a lashon, basa debaya hoda pashta, Rabbi Kled Shaila, and then he thought about it for a while. Then he came to the conclusion that mikra adin koche kegufoy, and the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai comes l'ha'kel. So this expression appears in the Gemara in different places, basa debaya hoda pashta, and Amara had his anibaya, he had a shaila, and then he was paishay, based on a pasuk, based on a mishnah, based on a braisa, based on a svara. Here the Gemara says, "Basa debayu ha de pashta kache kegufai and lavacha mashim esin ezlacha." Doesn't explain how is he pushing it. He had a suffix, so how is he pushing it? So the Rashi asks, "All of in shas basa debayu ha de pashta." The Amora had an ibaya, had a suffix, and he was pushing from a mishnah, from a pasuk, from a svara. Here doesn't explain anything. So the Rosh has to explain how is he poshed it. So the Rosh says the principle is halacha moshe mesina is always lahakel. No such thing as halacha moshe mesina lahakel. And he quotes a Gemara in Sukkah that doesn't really actually say it. He quotes a Gemara in Sukkah has a discussion how many defanas do you need for a Sukkah. So we pass in Shtayim Kel Chasam two defanas at a right angle to each other. The Shlisha Safila Tefach. How did you figure that out, Shtayim Kel Chasam? So the Gemara says, because from the Pesukim it would appear that you need three defanas. And the Halacha Moshe Mesina comes to chisel down the third daifin that you don't need a whole wall, seven tefachim long. It's enough shlisha safila tefach. Even it's only one tefach, ten tefachim tall and one tefach wide. Then the Gemara maintains a possibility, maybe fakir. What do you say, based on the Pesukim, you need three defanas and the Halacha Moshe Mesina comes to Hakel. Maybe the Halacha Moshe Mesina comes to tell you to add on the Daifin Revius is good enough at Tefach. So the Gemara dismisses that possibility. The Gemara doesn't explain why they dismiss it. So the Rosh says, that's Muva Me'elav. We dismiss it because Halacha Moshe Mesina is always Lachel. So he says, that's why it says here. Rabbi had a Sofek where the Kecha Kegufa not busted the Bayah Hara Pashta. He was Peshe because Halacha Moshe Mesina always has to be Lachel. So it must be that Kecha is really Kegufa, so that Bahema should really have been Mechuyif to pay Nezik Shalom for the Tzuris, and Halacha Moshe Mesina Tzuris is Lahak. So when we learned that Rush, so Rav Soloveitchik said that in Sifrei Kabbalah they have this theme. Many of the Sifrei Kabbalah have this idea. If the Torah Shebichsav has given Mimidas Adin, the Torah Shebalpeh has given Mimidas Arachmin, Torah Shebichsav state Ayin Tachas Ayin, Torah Shebalpeh says it doesn't mean that. The Chumash writes it as if you do Ayin Tachas Ayin. But the Chumash says, Arboim Yakenu. Torah Shem Alpeh says 39. So the Rambam holds that instead of giving 40 Malkin 39, Rambam holds that's Exerim Mid Rabban. In our Torah, you really have to give 40. But most of the Rishonim don't learn like the Rambam. They learn that the Torah Shem Alpeh comes to be Mekel. So that's what the Sifri Kabbalah says. So they actually thought that that's what the Rosh is driving at, that Halacha Moshe Mesina is Torah Shem Alpeh. We assume that it always comes with Hakam. That's why it must be that the Kecha is Kegufay, and Halacha Moshe Mesina Tzuras must be that it's Lahakam. We have differences between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh. The first Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Baal HaTanya, wrote his own Shulchan Aruch. So the most of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, they call it, most of the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch is like a Chayyadam. He gives you what it says in Shulchan Aruch B'kitzah, and then he takes a stand when it's Machleg Zetaz and Neshach. So he'll take a stand how he passed Machleg Zetaz and Magan Avram. So he'll give you what the Psak is. So most of it is like that, except for Hilchas Talmud Torah. Hilchas Talmud Torah, he rewrote the whole thing from the beginning to the end, because the Shulchan Aruch is based on the Rambam. Much of the Shulchan Aruch is based on the Rambam, Hilchas Talmud Torah also. And the Rambam, Hilchas Talmud Torah, is so everything is backwards. He starts off with Spotter from Talmud Torah, and he doesn't explain everything. Well, so the Baal HaTanya rewrote the whole Hilchas Talmud Torah. That's why they have separate Svarim explaining that section in the Shulchan Aruch of the Alter Rebbe, separate to explain all the things that he came up with, all the chidushim that he came up with in Hilchas Talmud Torah. So one of the things that he has, the Rav Soloveitchik was fond of saying over, is that there's a major difference between Lima Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh. Torah Shebichsav is called Mikra. Torah Shebalpeh is called Mishnah. So Mikra, you have a text, either text A, text B, text C, but we have a text in the Chumash. You have a text. So that text, if you recite the pasuk from Tanakh, you have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, even if you don't understand it. If you understand it, you have a better mitzvah, you have a deeper mitzvah. But you're reading a text of Torah Shebichsav, so you have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, even if you don't understand it. But if you're reading Mishnayos, you're reading Gemara, you're studying Zohar, and you don't understand it, so it's Torah Shebalpeh. There is no specific text. We have a text of the Gemara, where we're big sticklers. We're makbid, what's the text? Because we want to know what did the Amoraim say. But al pidin, there is no text for the Torah Shebalpeh. The ones who wrote it down happened to speak Aramaic. Okay. And when they wrote it down, they weren't sure whether it's Rav or Rabbi Yochanan, so we read all of this. That's not called a text. Al pidin is not called a text. The Torah Shebalpeh belongs to the world of ideas. So there's no fixed text. So that's what the Baal HaTanya says. If you're learning Torah Shebaal Peh, you don't understand it, so there's no Kima Mitzvah at all. So Leshi was fond of saying that. Yeah, the other differences between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh, the Prima Godim has a whole group of Rishonim say, when you have a Chiyuv that's explicit in Torah Shebichsav, let's say you have a Din Deraisa, you have a Din Derabbanan, then you have Minhagim. So Dinim Deraisa, Amochom, and then Dinim Derabbanan, Dinim Derabbanan, Amochom, and then Minhagim, I'll be Pashkas. There's a difficult shul in Achasam Sofer where he says the Minhagim are more Chomer than Dinim Derabbanan. He says that a Minig is binding Mitam Neder, and Neder is a Din Deraisa, so Minhagim are binding Menater. A Din Derabbanan is only Derabbanan. That's a difficult Chasam Sefer. There are another 20 tshuvas in the Chasam Sefer where he writes Vakeret, and it's against the Gemara. The Gemara says, a minig is binding with Tam Neder, that itself is only Midrabbanim. And I heard there is no such thing, that a minig is binding with Tam, that's only Midrabbanim. So we have hierarchy. You have a Din Deraisa, you have a Din Derabbanim, and you have Minhagim. So the Prima Godim starts off, he has a Psicha Kalelus to all of Torah Shebaal Peh. It's called the Psicha Kalelus to Arachayim. But he starts off with that, the different madregas of, you have Chavi Mises, you have Chavi Krisis, you have Malkus, Yisaresa, you have Dinim Chamurim and Dinim Kalim. So the Prima Godim quotes from a few Rishonim that a din that's Mufurish and Torah Shebichsav is considered more Chomer than a din that's only known to a Torah Shebaal Peh. As the Rambam has like that, the Rambam, the Ramban attacks the Rambam for that, the Rambam quotes the Gemara that Orla B'chutz Loretz is in Chumash in Parashas Kedoshim, and it says Kisavoy Loretz and the title called it's Michael, that the parents that grow, if parents grow the first 3 years, you're not allowed to eat them. A lot of times parents will not grow, but if parents grow the first 3 years, also Bachila Bano. So the pasuk only speaks Kisavoy Loretz, Orla and Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to eat. Orla B'chutz Loretz doesn't say in the Chumash. But the Mishnah says in Kiddushin that the Orla B'chutz Loretz is also Mehalocha. So the Gemara has a machlek, what does the word Mehalocha mean? It means Mehilchas Medina, it's only Medirabbanan? Oh no, Mehalocha L'Moshe Messina. So most assume, and Shulchan Aruch we assume, that Orla B'chutz Loretz is Halocha L'Moshe Messina. It means that it's really a Din D'Oraisa, but it's only known through the Torah Shebaal Peh. So the Gemara says, Sofik Orla B'chutz Loretz is Mutter. So the Gemara says, why? But it's a Sofik D'Oraisa. The Gemara says, Kach Ne'emar Halocha, that's the Din. So the Rambam understood that Gemara to mean that every Safek Halacha L'Moshe Messina is Lahakim. So the Ramban argues with the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvah. He said, what is he talking about? That's only Orla B'chutz Loretz, a special Halacha, that's a package deal. Orla B'chutz Loretz is also Halacha L'Moshe Messina, and whenever there's a Safek, it's Mutter. But the Rambam understood it, the Ramban attacks, the Rambam understood it to mean that every Safek in Halacha L'Moshe Messina is always Lahakim. So the Prima Godim quotes a few Marmekoimis to demonstrate that a few Rishonim have this idea. A few Rishonim have it. Where do we have the concept of Nevi'im or Ksuvim? We have the Chumash, the seven Chumashim were dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu, word for word, letter for letter. Where did the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, who they canonized the Tanakh, they decided what should be included in Tanakh, what's not. Where did they know that they had the right to add on more Svarim to the text of the Torah Shebichsav? Maybe it's only what's given to Moshe Rabbeinu. At the end of the Dvarim, says he finished writing the Sefer Torah. He gave it to Levim. He said, this is it. So how do they know they have a right to add on to Torah Shebichsav? So there's an interesting Rambam in Hilchas Megillah. The Rambam quotes a Rishalmi that law said, love a kol asvarim b'teilim except for Megillah's Esther will not be bottled. What do you mean kol asvarim b'teilim? So he says, law said, love the Tanakh will not include 24 svarim. They'll only have the 7 chamisha chumshe Torah, whatever, however you slice it, and the Megillah says that that's all. The others will not be. So according to the Rambam, the whole institution of Tanakh is only a Hayru Hashoah. It's only a Hayru Hashoah. Maybe it's only with the Rabban. But the Raibid is very upset about the Rambam. He said, what are you talking about? Tanakh, part of the Tanakh is going to be bottled. Means there won't be any need to learn the Sifrei HaTanakh. Usually the Sifrei HaTanakh, the Nevi'im, Ksuvim, they give Tochacha, they give Musa, Lasi Lavayim. We won't have such a big Yetzirah to sin, so we won't need all to learn all the Tochacha. So we won't be laning from the Nevi'im Ksuvim so much, but it's not going to be bottled. There'll still be a chelik of the Torah Shebichsav. So according to the Rambam, it's only Haru Hashoah. Okay. So maybe it's Midrabbanan. Maybe the whole institution is only Midrabbanan Haru Hashoah. But according to the Raibid, this Tanakh is a real din l'daris. Pashup shat, they're real. So where is there a makam chumash? that there's such a thing that you have a right to add on to Nevi Maksuvim. Right. The Gemara has on that pasuk. The Rambam quotes that pasuk, yeah. So there's another pasuk in the first perek in Megillah. The Gemara says, after Mechemes Amalek, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, so the Gemara means the Rabban Shalom told Mashmah, Ksob Zos. Zos refers to the Chamishul Chumshul Torah. Zikaron is referring to the Nevi'im, and Basefer is referring to Ksuv. But they were told that there's going to be three parts to the Torah Shebichzav. And the Chumash that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to write, that's the Zos. And there's going to be another section that's going to be Zikaron, a third section that's going to be Basefer. Why is Zos represents Chumash? That when we learned from Gila, we explained it. What's the mashmas? But they were told, it's going according to the Ravid, that's a real din der Raisa. They were told there are going to be three parts to the Torah Shebichzav. There's going to be Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim. Three different parts. There's a medrash on the opening pasuk in Malachi. When Bnei Yisrael came back after the 7 years of Golus Bavel, so the Gemara said, Ribono Shel Olam was angry, why hardly anybody showed up. There were millions of people lived in Bavel and only 43,000 Jews came back. Hardly anybody came back, a drop in the bucket. And when Ezra was taking everybody back to Eretz Yisrael, he was taking them back to finish the building of the Beis HaMikdash and to bring Karbonos. And he turned around, said there aren't enough Levim to run a Beis HaMikdash. He told everybody to stay by the river there, and he had to go back, schlep on Levim, and he penalized the Levim, that they shouldn't get Maisa because they didn't want to come back. So the Gemara said, Baruch Shalom was upset that Bnei Yisrael didn't want to send, he said he's not going to send any more Levim to give them to Chochm. Let him do all the Averis, and he doesn't care. But he had to send the three Nevi'im, Chagas Chai Malachi, because without a Novi, you have no right to build the Beis HaMikdash. The Sheikh Nesidushu, and Vosel Shoma, that's in Parshas Rei, so the Sifrei says on that passage, Parshas Rei, the Sheikh Nesidushu, Drosh Alpi Novi. You have to have authorization of a Novi to build the Beis HaMikdash. Even if you know archaeologically where everything is supposed to be, you have to have authorization of a Novi. So the Baruch Shalom sent the three Nevi'im, Chagas Chai Malachi, each one gave a different Nevuah that was necessary for the Binyan Beis HaMikdash and for Akrobas HaKrobas. So the Novi Malachi starts off his Nevuah, Masa Dvar Hashem El Malachi HaNovi. What do you mean, Masa Dvar Hashem? So I think Rashi over there quotes the Medrash on that Pasuk. Masa Dvar Hashem, this was a tradition, the words of all of the Nevi'im, not only Malachi, the words of all of the Nevi'im and all of Ksuvim was a tradition for the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. Everything was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. And the first half in Bava Kamma, not based on the base, the Gemara has a klal. It appears in a few places. And Shal Dibre Tarmid Dibre Kabbalah Lo Yalfim. You can't learn out a din deraisa for Nevi'im Uksuvim. Why do you call Nevi'im Uksuvim Dibre Kabbalah? So the Shita Mekubetzis writes over there that it's not Dibre Kabbalah, it's Dibre Kivbalah, complaints. Likbal means to complain. And it refers to Nevi'im. The Nevi'im are screaming at the Jews. They're always complaining and doing Averis. So that's what the Gemara is. Dibre Tarmid Dibre Kivbalah Lo Yalfim. Can't learn out a din deraisa from Nevi'im. But on the side of the Gemara, they tell you, look in Rashi in the end of Chulin. The Rashi says the pronunciation is Kabbalah. Why is Nevi'im Uksuvim called Kabbalah? Because every pasuk in Nevi'im Uksuvim that tells you, Musa Haskel tells you something, was told to Moshe Rabbeinu. Everything was given. Nevi'im Uksuvim, everything was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. And then the Nevi'im, Masa Drasham Malachi, he had this tradition that it's time for him to say over what Moshe Rabbeinu said so many years ago. That's what the Mabit was in Tzfas. He was a contemporary of Rabbi Yosef Karo. So he wrote a Sefer Beis Halakim on Hashkofa, on Emunah. So he has a lot of interesting comments there. So he has one comment. He davened Nusach Svard. At that time there were no Ashkenazim in Eretz, so there were only Svardim. So in the Birchas HaMazon, at the end of the first bracha, they say, Ka'amur, Pesechus Yadecha, Masbi'al Chol Chai Rotzai. Where's Ka'amur? In Tilim. Pesechus Yadecha is in Ashrei. So the Gemara said the first bracha was composed by Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ka'amur, Pesechus Yadecha. How can the Gemara say it's composed by Moshe Rabbeinu? How can Nusach Svard say this line, it doesn't fit? So Nusach Ashkenaz Kaka doesn't have it. So the Mabit comes to defend the Nusach Svard. So he says, well, Moshe Rabbeinu composed it. It didn't say Ka'amur. He said, Pesechus Yadecha, Masbi'al Chol Chai Rotzai. He was told all the psukim that are going to appear, all the psukim of Lima, they're going to appear. Not the history, he wasn't told, but all the psukim of Talmud Torah, he was told whatever he's going to say in the Bimak Suv. So he said, "Pesach Zedach, Mas Beochav Eretz." After David HaMelech composed Tehillim, and it was incorporated into the Kisvei HaKodesh by the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, they added on one word, Kol Mur. But it was written by Moshe Rabbeinu, and he said, "Pesach Zedach." Moshe Rabbeinu had all the psukim in the Mimik Suk. That's the Rashi in the end of Chul. That's how Rashi says, "Divrei Tamid, Divrei Kabbalah Le'afinon." The Mimik Suk is referred to as Divrei Kabbalah, because they had to be Kabbalah from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. Everything in the Mimik Suk. Yeah, we assume there's a big machlokes, the Rambam and the Goyim and the Hakdama to the Pirush HaMishnah. The Rambam has a Hakdama to the whole Torah of Alter. So the Rambam quotes, there are midrashim, quite a few midrashim, which express the idea. Anything, every line in the Mishnah Brura was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Every single din was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Goyim took it literally. Every single din was told to Moshe Rabbeinu. So what indeed the Midrash turned the Dreshes men. So that's only to check, to make sure that your memory is not failing you, that you didn't remember incorrectly. That's a way to remember correctly. But it's not that the din is derived from the Pesuk. No, the din was told to Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Rambam disagrees very strongly with that. He said that's an embarrassment to the Jewish people. You learn Gemara, every single daf in Gemara there's a machlokes about something. So it means every machlokes is based on shikha. They simply forgot what the din is. They were told every single din was told to Moshe Rabbeinu. They had a tradition, every single din. So the Jewish people forgot Kol HaTorah Kula. They forgot everything. And every page in the Gemara, there's a machlech. How can it be? So the Rambam says it can't be. Whatever they had, Halacha Moshe Misinai, whatever they had a tradition, there's never going to be any machlechis. That's what they ask on the Rambam. What about Tzuris? The Gemara says that Tzuris, Halacha Moshe Misinai. The Gemara says there's machlechis. That Tzumchis was a Talmud of Rameh. He doesn't believe in Tzuris Chatzin Nezik. No, Tzuris is Nezik Shalom. So how can he say there's no machlechis? So that it happens that the Rambam gives you what he considers a full list of all halachas from Moshe Mishinah, and it's missing a lot. So one of the things that's missing is Truris Taka. So the Netziv has also the Chavis Yoyer has that kasha. The Rambam says he's giving you in the Hakdamah to the Pirush HaMishnah, he's giving you a full list of all halachas from Moshe Mishinah. He has many are missing. So the Netziv has in his Hakdamah to the Shiltas, it's also Hakdamah to Torah Shabbat Peh, beautiful Hakdamah to all of Torah Shabbat Peh. He says, if you look carefully in the Rambam, whenever the Gemara says something is Halacha Moshe Mishinah, the Rambam will label it Halacha Moshe Mishinah. Whenever the Gemara says Hilchus or Gemiri law, the Rambam will not say, Rashi Tesis and the Rosh say Halacha Moshe Mishinah. The Rambam will not write like, the Rambam will say, Mipi Hashmu Alamdu. Means it was developed in some stage in the history of the development of the Halacha. In the later generation, they forgot what the derivation was. But it wasn't Halacha Moshe Mishinah. So the Gemara never says that Tzuris is Halacha Moshe Mishinah. Gemara says Hilchus Sagimiri law. So the Nasir thinks that that's the Rambam holds that it's not Halacha Moshe Mishinah. So the Rambam says, whatever Moshe Rabbeinu was told, Halacha Moshe Mishinah. There's no room for machlokes unless you forgot. It's not Shech. They're not going to forget Kol HaTorah Kula. They forgot very little. It's not, the Rambam says it's never machlokes. It's not a din. It means historically he thinks that. They hardly forgot the halachas. Once in a while, Mustama they did. Mara says the Chomish Chatos Amesis, that he got which are the Chomish Chatos. There was Shikha there too, but not to say every machlokes in the Gemara is based on Shikha. He said that's an embarrassment to the Jewish people, that we forgot the most cherished thing that we have is the Torah. So the Rambam says, no, the text of the Chumash was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, was dictated word for word, letter for letter, and then he was given the Midrash HaTorah Midrashes Pem, and then every generation, the Chachamim Darshan, the way they see fit. And there's even, and let's say in a later generation, Rav Moshe Feinstein Amazon came up with a new insight. So there's even a machlokes achrayim when in a later generation, a Tana Namara, the Talmud Chacham comes up with a new din. Is that din deraisa only noig mikanal habo? But he's saying no. This is noig from the days of Maimon HaSinayan. If the Beis Din invents a new din derabbanan, so it's only noig mikanal habo. If a cook, Gvinas the Rosh has like this in Chulin, the first paragraph of Chulin, we learned it. If somebody cooked Gvina Sakam in a pot before they made the Gzera, then the next day the Bez makes a Gzera, not by the Gvina Sakam. Whatever Gvina Sakam was made before is Mutta, and the pot doesn't have to be Kashid. The Gzera is only on the Gvina Sakam Mikan al Abba. They can't make a Dindarabon ex post facto. They're going to Asal and Mafreya. They make a Dindarabon as Mikan al Abba. So many Achrayim are of the opinion, Chazanish included, Menachem Rav, the opinion when the Bezin is Mecharish a new din deraisa based on the Midrash HaTorah and Rashi Pem, it's only Noig Mikar Al Habo. It's a din deraisa, but it's not that the Igloi Milson, I'm afraid, this was always the din from the days of Maimon Hasina. No? The development of the Torah Shebaal Peh is Mikar Al Habo. So that's major difference between, there are differences between Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebaal Peh. We spend all of our time learning Torah Shebaal Peh, because the Gemara says, the Gemara really quotes it from the Seder Olam, from the Tanna Rav Yossi. So the Gemara says the period of the Torah Shebichsav ended, Mishemesa Neviim Achreinim, Chagas Char Malachi died. That was the end of the Tkufa of Torah Shebichsav. Mikan V'Yelach, it says in Seder Olam of the Tanna Rav Yossi, Mikan V'Yelach, Ato Osno Choshmat Dibur Chachamim. Starting from the days of the beginning of the Baisheni period, after Chagas Chaim Malachi died, you have to pay more attention to the Torah Shebaal Peh. And that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, based on the Pasuk in Novi, Gam ki itnum bagoyim ato akabtzim, that the Gula Hasid will take place in the Schus of Limud Mishnayis. Gam ki itnum bagoyim, itnum is Miloshen Masnisen. If the Jews will learn Torah Shebaal Peh, they'll work on Mishnayis and Torah Shebaal Peh, after our captain will be zeichet to the Gula. So we live in a generation where the emphasis is supposed to be placed on the Torah Shebaal Peh. It doesn't mean we should neglect Torah Shebaal Peh. You have to be Mavis Edra every week. We should learn Nevi'im Uksuvim. We should know what our religion is based on. Our religion is based on what the Nevi'im tell us and Nevi'im Uksuvim. But the emphasis should be placed on the Torah Shebaal Peh. There are those who are trying to change everything. So that's against the Gemara. Those who are trying to shift the emphasis. And off Talmud Bavli, and we should go back to the Tanakh and spend all day long learning Tanakh. That's against what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara says after Mishim, that's what, against what it says in Seder Olam and the Gemara. After the Nevi'im Achreinim died, you have to place the emphasis on the Torah Shebaal Peh. They quote in the biography of Rav Kook that on Leil Shavuos he used to stay up all night long, is to give a shir on Sefer HaMitzvos LaHaRama. Sefer HaMitzvos is something fantastic. The Rama is trying to figure out which are the 613 mitzvahs. Has a lot of chidushim and pshuto shel mikra, a lot of chidushim, how he understands the nature of the mitzvahs. He gives you the 14 klolim, guiding principles, what determines whether something belongs in the sefer mitzvahs. Then he gives you, when he gives the mitzvahs, very fascinating sefer. It's a whole limud bifnei atzmai. Hamay mechazal that there are 613 mitzvahs. So the Ramban says, maybe not all the tanoim and amoraim agree. Maybe there were those that disagree. Somehow this Maim Chazal has such Hakol Tala B'Mazal. This Maim Chazal had such mazal. There's so much literature on this. The Rambam is not the first, him is not the last. So many Svarim are written on the Minyan HaMitzvahs, and Svarim on the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs, and Hasogis, and those who defend the Rambam. It's a very fascinating limud. So Rav Kook used to choose to learn the Sefer HaMitzvahs. He gave a public shiur all night long on Shavuos every year on Sefer HaMitzvahs. Whatever we learn is Gevalt. Should all be Zeche. So the Gula Asid and the Schus of the Lima Torah Shebaal Peh.
Anybody in here?
Let me see. So how does the Gemara of Bava Kama take Ayin Tachas Ayin and say it's Mama? I mean, isn't that the Tanuk Shabbat?
The Rambam writes, this was a tradition that they saw in Beis Din. Yeshua Ben is Bezdin, Yeshua is Bezdin. That was always the Psak HaMekubal. That the, in every language there are melitzas. In English language there are certain expressions that are not to be taken literally. So here also in Tanakh we have Kirushim HaMekubalim L'Moshim Sin. We have traditions that that's what this phrase means.
That's what it means, a peep shot.
Yeah, that's the pshat.
That's the pshat.
Yeah. Priyei Todim. Sounds like any good looking fruit. Mara says no, goes on S. Mm-hmm.